So this morning we're thinking about real hope at Christmas time. So what is hope? The dictionary says that to have hope is to be optimistic, to desire that something will happen. We often say that we hope for the best, that hope that things will turn out for the best. But what does it mean to have real hope at this time of year? The prophets in the Old Testament tell us that we are looking forward to something. The Jews were hoping for a saviour, the one that God promised long ago, someone to rescue them. This hope, this optimism, this sense that things would turn out for the best, sustained them for generations. In Isaiah 9, verse 1 and 2, we read, "Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." Isaiah was writing in a time when Israel was oppressed and endured enemy occupation. Israel had sinned against God and were enduring the consequences of this sin. This group of people were holding on to the hope that the dark times would end and that light would come. And later in the same chapter, we read maybe a more familiar passage. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." These words point to the Messiah. The deliverer is coming. As Christians, we see that this has been fulfilled in the birth of Jesus. We have hope because Jesus was born. Emmanuel, God, is with us. In our second passage, Peter's letter is to those who live in a time when that son talked about in Isaiah, that baby that was promised, has been born and has now died. And in 1 Peter 1 verse 3 it says, "Praise be to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time." Peter assures these first Christians of hope, hope that is living, that they and we can experience that hope through knowing Jesus. We sing, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." The Messiah, that tiny baby in the story that we've watched and seen this morning, that we celebrate at Christmas time, that tiny baby came to save us. And when we believe he died so that we can live, we have a relationship with a living God, and that is what gives us hope. In 1 Corinthians 13, there's a well-known passage that talks about love, often read at weddings, and maybe it was read at yours. At the end of that passage, we're told that these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And when we have faith, we have hope. And at Christmas time, love came down from heaven to earth in the gift of that tiny baby. But with that gift of love came faith and hope. We can trust in Jesus' name. He is our cornerstone. No matter what storm is raging in our lives, we have hope because he gives us real hope. Life isn't easy. There are things that we worry about. Finances might be difficult. Health might not be good. We might be going through a loss. Whatever our storm is, we can have hope when we have Jesus. In that story of the wise man building his house on the rock and the foolish man who builds his house on the sand, the rains come, the storms ravage, and the house that's built on the rock stands firm. When our lives are in Jesus, we have hope no matter what the storm is. The psalmists tell us that the Lord delights in those who put their hope in him, and that we wait in hope for the Lord. During this time of Advent, we prepare and we wait. We prepare for Christmas, for the celebration of our Saviour's birth, but we wait too. We keep our eye on the future. We're reminded that Jesus will come again. That is our hope. That hope sustains us through all those difficult times, through life. The real hope of Christmas time is that in our times of darkness, our hope is a gift from the Lord. Our strength will be renewed. Hope is putting faith to work when doubting would be easier. So let us determine to have hope, to live as if we have hope, because we do. Jesus is the foundation of that hope. He can be relied upon. He can be trusted. He will come again.